Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You show. My name is Alisa.
My name's Liz. Hey.
Hey.
Oh, my God. Why is parenting so hard?
I don't know.
Anyway, well, before I go on a roll, a baguette, is there any anybody need us?
Girl, no.
Girl, damn it! I'm always hoping, like, oh no, we have like three people. Oh, what a shame. Let's take the calls. Oh my God. So I was completely disobeyed by my 12-year-old, and it wasn't good. And in a nutshell, I had to teach a class last night. Wasn't really gone more than a couple of hours. And I had cooked for him. He said, can I bring one friend? I said, sure. And then he comes in with three friends. I'm like, whatever. And I had the talk with them. I don't want any BS with security. You guys, all of you tell me to my face, but well, all of that, it's funny. I'm very clairvoyant. It's as if I knew that something bad was going to happen because I like kept going on and on with the speech about please behave yourselves. You know, I'm allowing you in my the whole, and they're like, with the little halos, yes, yes, Miss Ortiz, yes, 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 the whole, okay. So last night was at the end of a 6-week class. We do an industry showcase where professionals in the industry take a look at what we put together for them, and this is a way for them to get connections in the industry, perhaps potentially get representation. It's a big deal. So I left about 3:30 to go to rehearsal. And about 10 minutes before I had to, so we had rehearsal, I did my thing, I was brutal, they loved it, and then I see that there's a message on my phone from Jeremiah saying that there's a message from, there's going to be a voicemail from security. And I'm like, oh my God. So I'm, thank goodness the students were in another studio. I was in the main one alone, thank God, and just processing this message from the security guard. Now, thank God, I just called them back immediately, had a very meeting you where you are conversation. It was not antagonistic. It was very friendly. But it was bad because, not the conversation, but what happened was everything that I said to not do, they did. My living room looks like it's ransacked because they were wrestling or doing whatever that they do. So that's amazing. That would have been fine if it was just if it was just that. And my son talked his father into buying him a bunny head. Now, I guess it's the bunny head of a costume, Easter Bunny costume. Do you remember the ads for Crunch? No, because Crunch is local in New York. But anyway, it looks like it's an Easter Bunny head. But it's like, you know, you'd wear that in the theme park or Halloween or whatever. Okay. Why'd you talk your father into buying this thing? It's big. It's taking up room. It's not Halloween. Do we believe in the Easter Bunny? How old are you? But because he thinks it's funny, one time he smuggled it into his backpack and put it on in class. So I got called by the teacher. I mean, it's funny. It's a pink bunny. You're going to see it. It's a little pink bunny head. So he decides to, with his kids, to play fight with the bunny mask. Okay, criminals wear stuff like that.
Right.
And I always tell them, don't be stupid. I've been telling my kids since they're babies, don't be stupid. There's cameras everywhere. So they're wilding out in my lobby, which is a public space, or private property, space.
Mm-hmm.
Surveillance cameras. So through the intercom, security's like, okay, kids, you have to stop it. Now, they don't know who lives in the building, who doesn't. Only one lived in the building, which is my thug son. And his hoodlum friends were fooling around. And the thing is, this was not a pack of white kids. This was, and right there, it's just going to ratchet up the perception and the racism and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a bunch of black and Latino kids. There was, I don't know how many, four too many. And, of course, security got called. And on the surveillance cameras, they were fooling around. But fooling around on a black and white surveillance camera without sound looks like a brawl.
Right.
And then let's just throw in a bunny head because we can. Let's just throw that in. So I am at work. I am listening to this message from this security guard. I immediately call him back. We have this friendly, very proactive conversation. And because on the security camera it looked like a brawl, they called the cops.
Oh, my God.
So now the cops show. My child's 12. So now the cops show up. And I guess they left pretty quickly once security assessed the situation. I don't know. But I told the security guard, I said, I'm going to tell him that I got it. And this is partially true, but I'm going to use the truth to my advantage. So they have still images of the kids. They know them by name. They know who my son is. All of this, they're not to come, you know, near the premise. I would say that too. Absolutely. They were disrespectful. And the main sergeant, who I already, like, got in his face in the summer to protect my son. Okay. My nickname for him is Ice Cube because he looks like Ice Cube. He's a tough. And I got in his face because I don't care. I got in his face. So, of course, on the two-way intercom, when they're getting reprimanded by the sergeant, right, who's like a wannabe cop, but the sergeant, so he's acting like it's like, what's his name, mall cop, like he wants to be a cop? Okay. So he's acting like he wants to be a cop. It's like, I don't know what happened, but he's acting, but he really could be on an episode of Law and Order. Like, this guy is very intimidating. He's really scary. So because my son recognized his name and his voice on the two-way intercom, stupidly, it's two-way, he says to his friend, but he can hear, oh, that's the one my mom doesn't like. I'm like, okay, great.
Wow, jeez.
I'm like, great, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, oh, yeah. So I tell the security guy that we had a really nice talk, and he's like, you can call me anytime. I'm like, I'm going to call you. that I am going to tell my child that because the cops had to get called in, that I actually have to make a visit at the precinct today. I don't, but I'm telling you that. Yeah. And that my immune system can't take this. So I'm going to introduce you. Hello, Mr. Cold Sore. Hello, hello, Miss Raspy Voice. Hello. You lucky I'm strong because this is as sick as I'll let myself get. I said, mm-mm. So I called him up, and I could hear he was in a crowded place. I'm like, where are you? I'm at McDonald's with Dad and my friends. I said, put your father on the phone. Now, I just delivered the freaking divorce papers to the divorce center yesterday. There's a lot going on.
Right.
I have some crazy bitches from Atlanta coming to visit me. I got stuff happening. Something's going on. And I said to my kid's father, I said, I know you don't like me very much right now, but you are not to buy him anything but food, because he's going to get something for his bike. That bike is not leaving this house. That bunny mask is not leaving this house. I said, you have no idea what I've been dealing with the last few months. And I get off the phone with them. And then the first audience member walks in. And I don't know what they heard in the hallway. I don't care. And she was in industry. She was supporting one of the people in the showcase. Oh, this is so great. I'm like, okay, let's compartmentalize. I cannot ever say, I say it like I'm like an immigrant. Compartmentalize.
Compartmentalize, yeah.
All of a sudden I get an accent. Compartmentalize. I don't know why. Selling rice and beans on the street corner. But anyway, compartmentalize. So all of a sudden I disassociate. Okay, I can say that. I disassociate. And I said, oh, and who are you here to support? And she told me he was one of the people in the class. And so what's the theme of the show? I'm like, oh, God, now this one is asking for a theme. Okay. And I don't even know how I said the most incoherent. I don't even know what I said. And then I leave that big studio to go to the small studio where I have to get them ready. And we do a warm-up and all of that. And the youngest student, it's a class between ages 10, let's say, to 40. And the youngest one is, and she was actually raised from the South. She comes from a lot of money, so they come to New York to take classes. So they live in Florida. She's like, Ms. Liz, can you help me? I said, no.
Oh.
I ain't helping you right now.
Oh.
I said, you ask Suzanne to help. She's my friend in the class. I said, you ask, she'll help you. I just told my friend Suzanne, who speaks Spanish, I told her in Spanish. She's like, gotcha, okay. And, of course, it was very successful. And I'm rattled and I'm shook. And I came home. I was so numb, I didn't even pour myself a little cocktail. That's how numb I was. I couldn't even process, like, oh, do I have any wine? Couldn't even. And had several tearful conversations. And this morning, like, I kind of laid down the law. And this morning he's like, can you forgive me for everything that I've put you through since you came home in January?
Mm.
I said, of course, because I was displaced. I had a parent remotely. Then I came home. Like, it's just been nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shell-shocked. I mean, I can't even. I'm glad you guys are coming, and I'm glad I'm not booked for too much, because I'm going to have a staycation while you guys have your vacation.
Right.
Like, I'm a hot mess, girl. Like, the camel's dead. I'm going to the camel's funeral. I don't know where you're going. But I'm putting my little black dress and I'm going to the camel's funeral. The camel is dead. Dead. So, you know he already went to school.
Oh, wow. Right.
I mean, he might be 5 minutes late, but that's early for him.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I am a hot man. I'm shook. I am shook. So, yeah, I'm moving in Jell-O today.
Yeah,
and I have to pick him up early and take him to the dentist and whatever. God, parenting is hard.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Parenting is not cute. And when you're dealing with all the racism, I mean, look, if it was a bunch of white kids, it would still be disrespectful. It would still be all those things. It's just, I would say, easily, conservatively, 30% more heightened, stressful, dangerous risky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know people in the building, they probably didn't recognize him because they all look alike, which might work in my favor, that they're not going to recognize this, but whatever. It's not like there's a lot of black 12-year-olds in my building.
Right.
He might be it. Yeah. And I don't need to hear any side talk from any neighbors. I'll lose my
mm-hmm.
mind.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not making it easy. Why did his father buy him a bunny mask that goes over the head? I'm talking like the Easter Bunny.
Right.
Hey, kids. Yeah, he just needed the onesie, and let's call it a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm shook.
Ugh.
Yeah. Hi. Hi. Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping that I just checked in for my flight. Actually, we don't arrive until like 10:30.
Okay, cool. The weather's weird today too. Hopefully, we'll be okay tomorrow.
Well, yeah, that's. That's what I got. I got a text early this morning, and it's like, oh, you may have some issues, you know, weather-wise. So, you know, see if you want to switch your flight. I'm like, I don't know the first thing about any of that. I'm just going to sign in because I know that you guys are having good weather today.
It's today, yeah. I don't know about tomorrow,
yeah.
But today is bad.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's going to
Let me check this. Let me see. I can look at my phone really quickly about Isn't it great we're on, like, this radio show, and this would be the exact same phone conversation we would have, which I love. Let's see. Oh, no. Wednesday, mostly clear. Partly cloudy.
Right.
Intermittent cloud. You're going to be fine. The weather's fine. I don't know why they're doing that. The weather's – maybe they do that automatically. I don't know.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah, no, you're fine. The weather's fine. So – you should probably arrive on time and everything. I don't know if any delays are going to happen because of today, but that should be rectified by tomorrow morning. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a problem.
Yeah. I just saw that. I'm like, how are they going to know? Like, you know, it's I think it maybe just be automatic. So
it must be automatic.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Yeah, it's, I don't think it's an issue. It's not an issue.
So,
yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. All right. That's good. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to your visit. Yay.
Yeah.
And we'll do the show. We'll do Thursday's show. I have the splitter. We'll do Thursday's show from New York City, live from New York. It's the Some of You show. That's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that Thursday show. Yay. Girl. Yeah, parenting. Parenting in New York City. Oof.
Yeah.
And when you see such brilliance and potential, I'm not saying this because he's my son. I'm saying it because it's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had the parent-teacher conference. Even the teachers, they're like, I know. I'm like, I know. I see what you guys see. I know. They love him so much, too. I'm like, oh, my God. Thank God you guys go straight to high school because no one's going to take him. Thank you. No, not with the grades, not with the latenesses. It's seventh grade. This is what they check for high school. Whatever.
No, I hear you. I mean, I told you this before. In middle school, like sixth to eighth grade, that whole time period.
The worst.
I don't have
it's
very
the worst.
Good memories. It's just
nobody
it felt
does.
Like we were going to a prison.
Yep. That's what they feel like. Yeah, I remember it's horrible. I hated it.
Yeah, it's just an awkward time.
It's a horrible age. You're still a child, but you're not. And I said, oh my God. I said to my son this morning, I said to Jeremiah, I said, Mommy's too old for this. He goes, I'm too young for this. I said, yeah. Yeah, you're right. I said, the precious few years you have to be a kid, They said, you have the rest of your life to be miserable, please. You're 12. Take advantage of this. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. So I'm actually very pleased that you're staying with us, because right there, that there's a boundary right there. Like, he can't, right there. Whew. Thank God.
He'll probably just pick me up and, you know, throw me around, you know, but.
No. And I told him that you're going to do his numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
And he is remorseful, because he saw, like, you know when you kick the dog and the dog doesn't get up? Like, this dog isn't
getting
up. Right. The dog can't get up. And he's like, that, I'm really done for.
Right.
I'm really done for. I'm not yelling. I'm not screaming. I'm just, you have to, I said, I'm the captain of the ship and the ship's sinking.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're flagged. And now we're at risk for staying here.
Mm.
Not really, but, you know.
Yeah.
But if this goes on, yes, the potential's there. So everything that I'm saying, the potential's all there. It's not like I'm saying it for shock, though. I'm saying it because the potential is there. And unconsciously, I must have known something was going to pop off, because I kept saying, I don't want nothing with security, security, and then there's security. And I said that 3 hours before anything happened. I knew it.
Mm.
I said, you know, Mom's psychic. Hello. Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Yeah. Maybe I'll turn that bunny head into a lampshade. I'll do something funny with it. Girl.
Listen, we do have a hand raised.
Thank God.
So.
Good. Let's take a call. I don't want to talk about myself.
It's something that. I think everyone who does have kids, you know, has had something like this.
Oh, yeah.
To deal with at some point, you know, certainly, not that I had to deal with it, but you know, and it's usually with the boys, because I have two older brothers, and so they were always getting in like similar trouble, but never at the same time. It was always like, one would do it first, and then a few months later.
Right.
The second.
Yeah, your parents had to go through this, right?
Yeah, they, and it was stupid stuff. It's just stuff that,
stupid.
You know, because they could. And you're like,
exactly.
But why would you choose that out of all the
things? But why would
you
choose to wear a bunny mask and like Tulsa Malabi with cameras?
Right, right.
Stupid.
It's just, you know, it's stupid. And it put, you know, in some cases, it put them in danger, you know, it put them in great danger.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting. All right, let's get into first call. We have two hands raised. First caller.
Oh, good.
Area code 520. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning. My name's Christina. And
hi,
I'm
Christina.
I'm calling from Arizona.
First time caller?
No, I called maybe, I'm trying to think, maybe in October.
Okay, well, welcome back.
Yeah, you sound familiar.
Yeah, you do. So
yeah.
Asking permission to reset the energy, permission to connect to your energy, please, Christina?
Yes.
All right, darling. What's going on?
Not much. I was just wondering, my birthday is 4/22/66, and my husband's 10/31/66, and we just hit our 30th anniversary, and I was just wondering, which is he coming up for us? Like, I don't... It doesn't matter, like, if it's a couple years from now or just anything. Like, we want to travel. And I was just wondering, like, do you see any of that coming? Or just anything?
Just anything. I see all kinds of stuff.
Anything.
Well, first, congratulations on
that's
the
amazing
anniversary. That's really good. It's interesting because you're a Taurus and he's a Scorpio, so also a very interesting match.
It's been a very interesting. It's been a wild ride.
Because those are polar opposites in terms of astrology, and so she's like, I hear you. So you deal with things that are that can be at opposition, but also in some cases complementary, because one of you may pick up where the other one can't. So it's an interesting situation and a relationship to have. But then to, I would say maybe choose that phrase carefully, but to use it, weather the storm for 30 years, it's kind of interesting because that's earth and water. So what's fun is that you want to, you know, what's up, what's going on? And I can only, let's see, since you're the one that called in, I know that your birthday coming up, you're going to be entering a 9-year. But let me just double check that just to make sure. actually, you have been in a 9-year. You've been in a 9-year. So that's what's probably you're like ready for some daylight. Maybe this past year has been about endings and just completing a cycle. You know, we talk about growth in 9-year increments, you know, seeing the from the beginning to the end of a cycle of growth. And so you're at the tail end of it in their 9-year. And so coming up, this is like, you know, now we're going from the 9 to a 1. So it's not like you start over again, but you're at a different level of understanding of who you are. So you're going in now, this is totally makes sense. You're asking these kinds of questions like, oh, just, you know, whatever's coming up. So you've put a lot of work into this period of growth, as everyone does, whether they realize it or not. So when you do have a bit of daylight and there's this new period coming in, it can feel refreshing, a little bit of relief, but also a little bit of I don't want to mess anything up. I want it to be perfect, and I want this to really be good. So don't put any additional pressure on yourself. Just be. Part of what a number 9 period, and again, like I said, you're at the tail end of it. Part of a 9 period is a recognition of transformation, a recognition of who you are now, because so much has changed. You've gone through so much, just you personally, and then you in this relationship is also, that goes without saying. So you are looking forward and now looking at things almost, I think in some of the bigger picture items, just wanting to take things a little more cautiously, just to really look at what you have. And I think that's a very smart thing to do. Just take stock of how far you come, what you have right now, because come April, you'll really be ready to just expand and see what else is out there on your horizon. And not to say you're not doing that now, but it's a process. It's not an overnight, on April 22nd, boom, we're ready to go. But it's a process that takes time to ease into and to pay attention to. So as you enter a new cycle in your number 1 personal year, if travel is something, it's almost like you're kind of throwing everything out there, travel, something good, it could all be good, and it can include travel. And it's just you adjusting to yourself and looking at what ideas can you really pursue, not only with your husband, but also just on your own. Because this is more than just one thing. It's gearing up for the next stage of your life. It's gearing up for the next, you know, the next 9 years. So there's no rush. It's just whatever excites you, follow that. Follow that for now and see where it takes you. And what you'll do is you'll take in that information and you'll see, you'll have to look at how does that make you feel, and how does that feel when you share it with your husband? How does that feel when you see the two of you doing it together? Because he's on a different path as well. You know, let's see, I haven't even calculated his stuff yet, but you know, when his birthday hit, what is he doing? He's in a number 6 personal year right now. Kind of halfway through all that. So 6 is a nurturing number. So his personal year has been more about, you know, what can I be doing to help my family? You know, what can I be doing to kind of bring them along with what I want to be doing? So I can see where those two personal years can help each other. It's just, you know, as with everything, you have to look at what the bigger picture is for both of you. So you're the only one calling in. So you got to take it for what, you know, we can give you just based on your energy. But I feel like it's okay to put certain things on the table. I think putting some big picture, hey, what can we do our next 30 years? Or what can we do to enjoy as much as we can? And just see if we're on the same page. And it may be that he's not in that mode right now, but chances are probably he is. It's like, yeah, let's do something. And it could be something just a very quick, you know, long weekend for this year to look forward to. Just I feel like breathing room is good, especially for people who just got out of a 9-year or getting out of a 9-year. But this gives you a chance to regroup, and I think he can offer a sort of a sanctuary or at least a very comfortable environment to be in as you take a little bit of a breather. And it can be something very loving and very fun and fulfilling for both of you. I think just, you know, be willing to put it out on the table and say, what do we think about this? And just be receptive, for both of you to be receptive to see what transpires.
Only one little.
That sounds good.
One image came in because I just pick images come in as Elisa talks to a caller. So I have no idea what this means. It may not mean anything. But do you like things that are Swiss? I don't know if you like Swiss cheese, Swiss chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
You do. Switzerland. I wrote down Switzerland, Swiss, and chocolate. Why?
Why?
Well, I'm asking you because I don't know from Swiss and Switzerland and chocolate. So you tell me.
Why I like them or?
No, I'm good, but I'm not that good. Why those pictures came into my mind? Why does it resonate with you? Or does it resonate with you?
Yeah. It does resonate. I mean, I like those things, but I'm not sure. Mm. It's not my favorite, but I like it.
Now,
I'm not quite sure.
Okay, let me explain something. No, that's good. So if I'm going to get these pictures, those are obviously a clue that that only you will understand.
Okay.
So there's a clue in that. So what happens is I'll get a picture and then somebody will think, oh, well, this is based on the question that I asked. Not necessarily. It's just what comes in energetically. I'm the energy reader, right? So there's
I don't want to interrupt you.
No, tell me, please. Tell me, please interrupt me.
I was just thinking right now as you said that for my husband's lunch, I did put him some cheese and chocolates. And I'm thinking, okay, it wasn't Swiss cheese, but it was Swiss chocolate.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I'm like, okay.
So that's the connection. Thank you. So these are clues. That's the connection between you and your husband. So what might be interesting is not to literally go to Switzerland or whatever, but that's interesting that Swiss came up, that for, and Lisa had a great, you know, suggestion about like a long weekend or something. If there was like a cabin or something that looked like that was kind of Swiss inspired, or you go someplace and you have fondue, which is very romantic. There's a clue there.
Okay. Well, I'm going to keep that right there.
Yeah. So keep it right there.
Bust it open. Yeah.
Yeah. There's definitely a clue there, and keep up. And I wrote down chocolate. So that's interesting. So keep up with the chocolate. Cause obviously
okay.
that's going to be something that a tool that you can use that's very positive.
Okay, chocolate's always good, nice and sweet and smooth and
right. So that you know what,
it's
there
even
you
good
go.
For you.
That's the dynamic. You just found the clue. The associations that you have with chocolate is what you want in your marriage. You want it sweet. You want it smooth. You want to savor it. So those are the things. So how about this? Before, do you like chocolate yourself?
Yes.
Okay, girl.
I do.
So, all right. So, before you approach him about anything, eat a little piece of chocolate for your visceral physical inspiration.
That's interesting.
That's a good tip. I should be a marriage counselor. Hello, but no, I shouldn't because I'm in the middle of a divorce. Hello, anyway, but do that.
Yeah, but you have insights. You know what I mean,
girl?
You know, we're all here to learn from each other. So
we are. I'm joking, but yes. But yeah, have a piece of chocolate. And you think about that. But I want my marriage to be like my favorite piece of chocolate.
That sounds so delicious.
Girl. All right. So we'll leave you with that. And please give us a call back and give us a follow-up. I'm very curious to find out how this shifts in turn. But think about Swiss. Think about Hansel and Gretel. Think about chocolate. Think about that's what you want for your marriage. And again, like the Swiss, I love me some fondue. Now I'm craving it. I love
when
me some
you
fondue.
Said Hansel and Gretel, that's funny because I have a bracelet. I found somebody was throwing away a jewelry box many years ago, probably about at least 12, 13 years ago. Somebody threw away a jewelry box by a dumpster, and I saw it, so I picked it up and I brought it home because my little girl was a little girl then.
Right.
And it was full of costume jewelry. So
cool.
I was like, oh, how cute. So when I brought it home, I heard her playing with something, and I go, God, I go, that doesn't sound like costume. That sounds like silver. So I went over there to her room, and sure enough, there was two silver bracelets in there, pure silver. And
wow.
It's a charm bracelet. And it has, Hansel and Gretel on there, and it has like all these.
Okay, where's the bracelet?
Beautiful little treasure. It's in my safe.
Girl.
Wow.
No, it's in your safe. See, I'm good, but I'm not that good. No, I'm good. So Hansel and Gretel, because I came in, so that's amazing. So what you're going to do, it's in your safe, but guess what? Can you wear that bracelet?
Sure I can. I just don't. Because,
well, then why?
I found it. And
so?
Do I stage it? Do I pray over it? I mean, it's been like
let me tell you something.
12 or 13 years.
Doesn't matter. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
And Elisa, you're going to find this out when you do the New York tour with me. I love to vintage shop. I've been doing it since I'm a child, and I'm really good. I'm really, even in New York, I really know where to find amazing things. And what I do is I have a little kind of little ceremony where I thank the energy of where it came from. I am giving it a new home. I say a little prayer. I burn a little sage. I clean it up, and I wear it, and I say thank you.
Okay, I'll do that. Well, it has so many charms on there. I don't know who it belongs to. It has like a little...
Doesn't matter.
It says MD, and then you open it, it has a little baby in there. And then it has like this man that's all drunk, and he's around like a pole, and it swings around.
Oh, how cute.
Then,
I would wear that.
I mean, it has so many little charms in there. I could just keep
well,
on
you
want going,
to have a charming
you know?
Life, dear. And it's pure silver. It's
yes.
Sterling. It's pure...
Yeah.
Silver, you want a sterling life. You want your marriage to be like the finest Swiss chocolate. You're going to go to the bank. You're going to go over the safe, whatever. Well, if we have a safe deposit, you have probably a safe in your house. You're going to go to your safe. You're going to take that thing out. You're going to thank the energy. You're going to cleanse it in the way the proper cleansing that it needs. You'll burn a little sage. You say a prayer, and you put that bracelet on.
Okay, and you know what else is funny is the other bracelet that I found with it.
Right.
It's a bracelet that has all the states on there, and that's pure silver.
To travel.
Too.
Thank you. And you want to travel. So maybe
so
you need to wear
that.
Well, maybe you need to take those bracelets out of commission and, you know, like Wonder Woman, you know, wear your bracelets.
And you know what's so funny is that this year I told myself, I said, and I have started doing this. You know, I have a lot of nice stuff, and I don't know what the hell I'm saving. I'm sorry for cutting. I don't know what the heck I'm saving it for.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
If not now, when? When you're, like, hunched over and you're 85, this is the time for you to be, your kids are grown, you've been with this guy for 30 years, it's your time.
Yeah, so
it's time to love yourself.
Everything. Yes.
So start by getting those bracelets out of the safe and wear the bracelets.
Okay, I'm going to stage them today. I'm going to pray over them. I'm going to do everything you said. And I'm going to put them on and we'll see where I'm going to travel.
Get some chocolate. It's a whole thing. And give us a call back, seriously, and let us give us an update.
And I enjoy hearing you guys talk to each other and everything. It's
thank you.
Oh, nice.
It's like coffee. It's like coffee time. It's like we're having, because we're so close. It's like we forget that we're on the air, which is, I think that's the success to a good podcast. Actually, is just to really have a conversation.
Because then you can actually hear, like, know what you're really thinking and what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Because I heard what comes from the mouth comes from the heart. So I think that's kind of cool to hear.
I like
what
that.
You're saying.
Yeah, so before you speak to your husband, put some chocolate in your mouth.
I know. You know what? I am going to buy a big old piece of chocolate and put it in my nightstand.
I'm telling you, that's a good marriage counselors out there. You may take that bit of advice. Before you talk to your mate, put a piece of chocolate in your mouth. I think that's fabulous advice.
And then you know what else is that? I only like a little piece of chocolate at a time.
Me too.
A little piece.
Just a little piece.
You know, and I like,
just a little bump.
I like to flavor it,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, ladies. And you guys have a wonderful day.
And congratulations
day
on your marriage. That's huge.
Thank you. It hasn't been easy, but it's been worth it.
Girl, I know it's not easy. I know.
I'll tell you that. But you know what? As we get older, it's gotten 100% better.
Oh, that's nice. That's good.
So I noticed as we got older, it's grown better and better and better and better.
As it should. Otherwise, what's the point? If it doesn't get better, then next. So good for you. That's beautiful. Yeah. All right, honey. You better give us an update.
I will. Thank
All
you.
Right,
have a great day.
You too, sweetheart.
You too. Bye.
Swiss
right.
is instant cocoa with mini marshmallows.
Tell you
I was
what.
Like, why am I getting... Girl.
That's great. That is great.
Well, what's the,
you're like, I need my marriage, like I need my chocolate, and I'm like Switzerland neutral.
I know, isn't that interesting? But what's so healing for me is that I can feel the illusion of feeling broken, and then I can help somebody on this show, and you and I can, you know, engage and be co-hosts and be friends and all of that on this show. And that's healing, because I feel a little less broken than I did before the show started.
Oh, see?
So thank you.
That's great.
Thank you, caller.
That's great.
Yeah. Thank you, caller. Yeah.
All right. Now we have two more hands raised, so let's see if we can get to the last 15 minutes or so. This is
Sure.
area code 415. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's
hey.
Ooh.
Hey, it's Jessica. Is she
Jessica.
Still online,
hey.
That other lady? Is she still on hold?
She is.
Yeah, she can sell those bracelets and then go on a trip. Who knows how much they're worth? You guys didn't even mention that. I kept thinking that the whole time. That's my magic sauce. I sell jewelry left and right.
Yeah. Well, don't be talking about it unless you want to buy it. I'm just kidding. No, that it's always an option. It's always an option.
Yeah,
I
would be running
option,
there
but,
because.
But then again,
yeah, the universe gives me
with
things
it.
That I have for sale. What'd you say?
For someone who just found that and has sort of kept it, not knowing what she wanted to do with it. I mean, that is always an option to sell it. But I think, you know, she may want to, you know, when she revisits it and actually takes it out of its little storage, she may decide, you know, maybe she's not feeling the magic and she will sell it. That is a possibility. That is always a possibility.
That's a good
it
idea.
May just be something she keeps. You know, it's always a good option to have.
No, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that came to me immediately when she was like, oh, you know what, I have a thing, and this is, I was like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, Spirit always gives me lots of things, and then I, like, because I have actually, like, a couple of things that Spirit gave me over the last couple of weeks that I now have up on Craigslist for sale, but that jewelry, you can go straight into a jeweler and cash it in.
Oh, I did that. Yeah.
I've done that plenty of times. Yeah, I'm sure you've done that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was just calling for just a card reading. I haven't had one in a while, so.
Sure.
Okay. I love that. Thanks.
Let me just load up the... All right, I'm ready.
Okay, I'm ready too.
All right.
All right, pick.
Okay, the number associated with this message, Elisa, is 212.
Mm.
And, the message is, in the blossoming of your awakening field of mental, emotional, and physical clarity is the gateway to the garden of your tender soul. What a poetic, beautiful message. I'll read it again. In the blossoming of your awakening field of mental, emotional, and physical clarity is the gateway to the garden of your tender soul. 212.
Mm.
I love the 212. That's like significant to me too, because I've been thinking, oh yeah, I want to get a job in the city and I want to move into the city. So
212 is the area code. Yeah. Yep.
No, that's funny. I would have gotten that reference. I'm like, what's this? 212. That's an area code. All right. Well, for me, when I thought of the 212, first of all, it adds up to a 5, which is about change. But the actual number sequence 212 puts that 1 in the middle, 1 being you. And then the 2 are these connections to stuff outside of you, but it can also be connections to your higher self. So that's what I was looking at, is like going deeper, going internal first and foremost, and then having whatever you find internal to propel you to do the next step, you know, the next thing. And those 2s are just there to help you in terms of branching out to other situations, other people. But it isn't just about the other in terms of external. It's also the other in terms of higher self, internal.
You got that. That's 100% correct.
Change. Right. So, you know, you finding stuff and working with spirit that you have, and you're taking your cues from that and internalizing it and then deciding to move it forward into something different. You know, yeah, certainly. You know, if you're looking at getting into a different situation, moving to the city, like I said, overall that number sequence equals a 5, and that is change. So I think it's great to expand beyond and look into something different for you. Seems like all signs have been pointing to, you know, the universe saying, hey, you know, you're paying attention. That's good. So keep going with that flow and see where it takes you.
Wow. Those 5s are like, I want to say that they haunt me, but we'll say that they follow me everywhere. It's just like,
well,
I keep asking for change. And then when
that's why they follow you.
What'd you say?
That's why they follow you, because you're usually, you've called the show a few times, you know, over the years, and it's usually, you know, you are looking for something different. You're asking for change. And so that's why these 5s follow you, because the change is coming. And it's just, and then like your last part you said, then you get overwhelmed because there's a lot of change, but it's what you've asked for. So it's interesting,
right?
Because we always, you know, we always want that. Like, there are people who's like, I don't want change, and they get it anyway because it happens. But then there are people who want it, and then they're like, whoa, I only wanted this much, you know, and you can't really regulate that. It's interesting because it always pushes us to go beyond what we think we can do. And even though it's uncomfortable,
yeah,
because it's not what we're used to, but that's why you want to change, because you want something different. So you
right.
just get into the flow of adjusting to it. That's all. It can be overwhelming because you can't control the change. You ask for it, and you either figure it out, or you just don't do anything about it, and it'll come back around again anyway, because it's what you're still asking for. So, you know, even when you ask for change and you don't like the change and you say no, but you're still kind of asking for change in that no, because that's why you asked for the first place. It's cool. It always comes back around. That's why, you know, the 5s will follow you, because it's a reminder of the things that you're wanting to manifest, and you can't do it. You know, you can't do it by saying, well, let me put restrictions on here. It's like, you know, you got this great bonus point system, but you can only receive it in certain, you know, certain fashions and in certain ways. It's like either you accept it for what it is and you figure out how to work with it. And it's not going to be easy, but if that's what you wanted, then you can say, oh yeah, but you know what? That's what I want. I wanted something different, and I'll work through it, because you're not going to stay stagnant. No one stays stagnant. Even people who don't want to change, begrudgingly, they're going to have to change. So you're just getting a better workout through it, because you're like, I've been asking for it, but I just have to figure out how to work it.
Well, that's definitely, like, that leads into what you were saying as far as with the 2, because it has been a workout. The last couple of days, it really has been a workout,
mm-hmm.
and the solution has been going deeper into myself, going deeper into spirit, getting quieter, getting stiller, stopping, engaging
mm-hmm.
with others, and being like, what is it, how do I want to direct this? You know,
mm-hmm.
because it all comes from within us first. And I've been cranky a lot over the last couple of days. And it's like, you know, slow down, you know, disengage.
Right.
But it's, you
right.
know, you get so feisty, you just keep being out there. And it's like, nope, that's not the solution. Deeper into spirit.
Right. So,
but see, you figure it out. Yeah. You figure out how to adjust whatever you've got, like whatever your talents are, whatever your insights are. You figure out how to adjust and how to use it. But everyone has to work that, and everyone has it different, does it differently. Everyone has to, because you know we're not the same person. But you know, for you to take that time for yourself is important. It's necessary. And you know, at any given moment, you can say, "Ah, I should have done that better," or "Maybe I could have done that." But you know, you have to kind of flow in that moment. And either you give yourself a hamstring workout by kicking yourself in the butt because you didn't do something the way you thought you should have in hindsight. But think about it. In that moment, you made the best decision you could. And so part of the battle is giving yourself the benefit of the doubt. Because as long as you're moving forward, you're still moving, you know? And it's better, have, you know, plenty of people, especially one of my cousins, he says, you know, it's easier to course correct than it is to get it going off the ground, you know? Because if you're inert and you're not doing anything, it takes a lot more energy to get up and go than if you're already flowing and maybe you're like running into the wall a little bit, or, you know, nudging something, but at least you're still moving. You can always course correct. So I think that's what you're finding yourself to do as these things are coming to you. And as you're doing your internal work, you're just making these minor corrections. It may not seem like it's that minor. It may seem like, I'm totally messing up, but at least you're moving forward. You know,
a lot of people find out
that they do things, they find out all the ways they're not supposed to do it, but at least they found something out, right? Because so they're going to figure out the one way, or at least one of many ways that they can open up and say, I had to know. If you don't have that contrast, you just have it in your head. You don't really know. You don't know until you feel it.
Right. Fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Yeah.
You're doing well. I mean, it is.
Thank you.
You know, it's good. It's good for you to know you're going to get cranky at times, and even that's going to change. Because then when you realize it doesn't bother you, it means that you're not so hard on yourself. That's why you get cranky. Because then it's kind of like having to revert a little bit back to what you're used to. And if everyone else would just do what I told them, you know, it's like it'd be easier that way, but then it wouldn't be. Like, it wouldn't be easier, because then you wouldn't trust that their motives were true. Maybe they're just telling you yes because that's what they know you want to hear. But is that really what they're going to be doing? You know, if you don't need to deal with that, you can't mess with the outside stuff, with what other people are thinking. You have to take it into account, but, you know, you have to refine what you're doing. And you're the only one that can do that. So you got to take the hits. You got to take some of these, you know, at the moment that seem like disappointments, seem like not leading anywhere, but they actually are. It's weird because we don't always see the bigger picture, because we can't handle the bigger picture just yet. We want to, but we just can't. So we get little bits and pieces until we're not stuck on that, and we move it forward. And you're doing it. Every time you call, there's always some little insight. There's something that you get, and it just flows. And so, you know, the crankiness is going to happen because you're human. There's some days when you're ecstatic, I'm sure. There's some days they're like, man, I'm on top of the world. And then there's some days when it's like, wow, I know what the bottom feels like. And we all
I've been having a lot of that. Like, ecstatic.
It's temporary. You know?
Yeah, I mean, the highs have been amazing, and they've been longer, and that's why when I have, like, a cranky day, it's like, what the heck is this? Like, I haven't had this
right.
in
a
long time.
Right, it's such a big contrast. It's such a big contrast, but, you know, it's like just checking in. It's just reminding you, you know, there's still other things to keep in mind, and that's okay, you know, because overall what you're seeing is if it's longer stretches between those really low points, then look how far you're sustaining yourself until something kind of knocks you off a little bit. But you're still going. You're still moving forward. So you got to keep that
in
mind.
I like hearing that. It's like music to my ears. Like, and that's what Spirit was telling you too. Like, you're moving forward. Like, this is the next step for you with this. You're getting cranky, but it's actually the next step. You didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
This is the next step. So,
Yeah.
As long as I keep hearing, you're moving forward, you're on the right path, you're moving forward, yes, this is right. And
well,
I'm like,
okay. You can hear it, and you've got to receive it. You can hear it, and you've got to receive it. I think the thing is, you probably hear it a bit, but you kind of dismiss it at the moment because you're still frustrated with yourself. And that's when that time period changes, and you realize, oh, yeah, thank you. And it's not this, like, big, aha moment. It's like, thank you. Yeah, I get it. And then you kind of quietly move on and do your next thing. It's so interesting how that works, because it's going to happen for you where those things you that you also want, like you want change, you want to hear you're doing a good job and it's going to be okay. Those things have always been happening, but sometimes you just don't see it for what it is. And that period of time is going to be quicker. That realization is going to come a lot quicker because you kind of open that door up.
Yeah, and you're right. Like, I have been hearing it for several days that I'm on the right path and this is the next step and blah, blah, blah. But I haven't, you're right about that. I haven't been receiving it until, like, today I finally settled down because I've had several days on and off and also just, like, certain hours here and there. Like, it'll kind of come and go that I am cranky and angry and, like, not wanting to hear it and just, you know, pissed off at people. And now it's finally like, okay, I'm sort of exhausted by all that. And I finally sort of calmed down and settled. You know, I got my period too. So I think that sort of slowed me down.
So like, you know, like I said, you're making these connections a little quicker. So maybe that'll start to level out a little bit where you can catch yourself. And then you cut yourself a break and you cut everyone else around you a break. I mean, those times will come. Those times will come.
Right.
Just, you know, just keep that in mind because that's a reminder. Everyone, it's always good to hear, but what's even better is when you actually receive it and you receive it right away, whether it's something you heard from somebody or it's just a sign that you took from the universe and say, wow, no, it's good. I mean, let me just take a breath. Let me take a bit of chocolate, you know, circle back around, full circle here. You know, just take a moment and then you're okay. And, you will start to know better how you actually are and how you can respond and all your different options for responding. And a response can just be, you know, let me just take a moment and step aside for, you know, take a nap or whatever I need to do. So it's good because these realizations help you continue to move yourself forward. Keep up the good work.
Yeah. And I've been good with the response. That's why it was like the anger sort of surprised me on how strongly it came up because I was doing really well with responding. And as far as responding, like also just deleting emails, like not even replying, which was new for me. But then I went through this period over like a week that just the same sort of spot, I was working on this project and just one editor after the next, these like video editors were like irritating me. And I just had to like let it rip. I was like, whoa. So,
well, you know, what's interesting again is that the responses, however you're responding, that's very true. It's how you respond. And that, like I said, the refinement will come because everything has consequences, whether it's a great thing at the moment or maybe like, probably should have thought that through in the moment. Everything has responses, has consequences, and you still have to circle back around, you know, if there are any big bridges that could have been burned or, you know, whatever the case may be. You know, you'll have an opportunity to go back, not to necessarily go back in time, as you could well know, but the situation energetically, you have a chance to kind of look at it through a different set of eyes. Because when you're at a different space in terms of how you're feeling, you would probably have a different response. Maybe that wouldn't bother you. You know, it's just it's acknowledging the growth in how you're doing. So we're about to run out. We still have one more caller left, Jessica.
Yeah, great.
So,
thank you.
Keep up the good work, and it's good to hear from you. And we're going to get to this last call of the day. Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Here's area code 845. Good morning, you're on the air. Who's this?
That or me.
What's your name?
Bob.
Okay, Bob. So have you a first-time caller, or have we spoken with you before?
I believe I have never spoken with you.
Okay, great. So we need permission to connect to your energy, please.
Are you a left spinner or right spinner?
I don't know, but you know what? It's I know what you're saying. That's not this kind of show. We're actually running out of time. So, Elisa, if you want to, we're running out of time. So I can't take this. Yeah, thank you, sir.
You have a good day. Bye.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. All right, I just can't.
That was weird. Okay.
I think that was like a political thing, and we're not going to talk politics because it's...
Oh, gosh. No.
That was my guess, but I didn't want to find out what that meant.
Okay.
You could call somebody else. We're out of time. So I'm glad it worked out that you worked so beautifully with Jessica because that was a fabulous boundary that was built in. So thanks to the two of you. So if you guys want to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And we're going to be back on the air this coming Thursday live from New York as Alisa and Anna and Amy are coming in from Atlanta to visit me for a little bit, which is great. So looking forward to that. And in the meantime, looking forward to brighter days ahead. Have a great day, everybody.
Love you.
Love you. Take care. Bye.
Bye.